Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another program. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about a number of things. And as I said, I am an avid reader and I like to share things that I think are really powerful from books that I read. And as I said, I've been reading a book by a guy called Henry Nouwen. And in his July notes from this book, I'm going to share some things that really affect us as leaders, as managers, as coaches, and also as players. So here we go. Things that they may just be reminders to you, but maybe you can put one of them into practice. And one thing a day, one thing a week, one thing a month can make a phenomenal difference if we believe in baby step incremental improvements, which I believe is the way. So here we go. What challenges are you facing right now? Have you caught yourself being frustrated in the past few weeks, days? If you have, good. Because as Ryan Holiday talks about, the obstacle is the way. This thing is in your way because you need to overcome it. You need to go under it, over it, round it, or dismiss it, or you need to deal with it in some way, shape, or form. The obstacle is the way. It's about how we deal with it. This is a difficult one, but if you are frustrated with something, try and have a gratitude for it. Because in the future, you can look back and you'll say, thank goodness that came in my path because that forced me to grow. As human beings, we need often to be forced to do things. We have to be pushed out of our comfort zones by challenges, by problems, by things that come along that force us to stop, force us to change, force us to grow. And it is so painful and so uncomfortable at times. I'm not advocating suffering for nothing. I'm talking about challenges on the way to achieving something. Because if we have the challenges and we grow, we then move on to the next challenge. We have the ability to get better and better and better. And unless we deal with what is in front of us, we cannot move on. No matter what we say to ourselves, no matter what rationalization we make, we will stay at that level. Be grateful for the things that come in your path. Number three, don't forget you need to recover. Recovery may mean quiet, stillness, quietness, massive amounts of relaxation, massive amounts of downtime, massive amounts of self-care in order to be fully rested and be able to go out and face the world and face your challenges. Don't forget to be kind to yourself. Maybe it's solitude, maybe it's quietness, maybe it's nature. But look after it and look after yourself. And on that score, remember the lessons from nature. We cannot go from zero to hero. It may look like it, but it's that old adage of overnight success after 25 years hard work. Just because the world recognizes you doesn't mean you were a failure yesterday and you're a hero today. It's the years and days and months and weeks and hours of hard work and challenge and graft and inspiration and reading and study and practice and work and lifting and running and whatever it takes. But nature does it day by day by day by day by day. The grass grows, the trees grow, we don't see it. Spring turns into summer, turns into autumn or fall, turns into winter. We don't see it. It just occurs. It's too slow for us to perceive. And that is how great lasting changes occur. Nature also teaches us patience. That concept of kairos, which is nature's time, things occurring in nature's time. Babies will grow, people grow, things develop. Yes, we can give things the right environment, we can give them the right food, the right sustenance, the amount of water and care and attention, but we cannot change the speed beyond creating the right environment. And as coaches, as leaders, as managers, as athletes, as players, as business people, half the battle is creating that right environment. Harmony, good food, good sleep, good rest, good relationships, and working hard when we need to work hard, and lots of rest when we need to rest. Coaches, this is for you. Players, it's also for you. Managers, it's also for you. Leaders, it's for you. Remember that everybody's on their own path. If you are a team coach, you're dealing with individual people. You're trying to facilitate and bring them together to act in harmony. It's one of the most beautiful and difficult things to do, which is why I love it so much. But, and so do you, I'm sure. But remember, everyone is on their own path. They're all heading the same way, maybe. But they're on their own path, and you have to allow them to be on their own path. And this is the challenge of being that coach that brings everybody together in unity. So remember, it's about understanding them as individuals. Remember also that you're an individual. You're not like anybody else. Try and remember to be detached from outcome, but engaged in process. It's the Stoic philosophy of learning what it is you can control and what you cannot. You can control the process, but you cannot control the outcome. Be detached from the outcome and say, I'll give this absolutely everything I have. I will do X, Y, Z. I'll give it everything I've got. You can do no more. You can therefore be detached, stand back and watch it flower and see what happens. Embrace your weaknesses. Don't hide them. Don't flaunt them and say, you know, this is what I'm weak at. Being vulnerable is not a problem, as long as you are aware of it. Because if you're not aware of it, you can't work at it. You can't deal with it. And get this in the right context. I'm not saying stand up and show your opponent in a sporting capacity what your weaknesses are. What I'm saying is you've got to have them yourself and have them recognized within yourself so that you can work on them and deal with them and be happy with yourself as you are so that you can deal with those things. Be honest and vulnerable with yourself is what I'm saying, and work on what you need to work on. And the same with your players. You've got to love them. You've got to care for them. You've got to facilitate them to grow. And you've got to help them in the best way possible. And allowing people to be themselves with their frailties, but inspiring them to be better and helping them to be better. It is the way of a great leader. Remember that exhaustion and constant hard work without rest and recovery is not the answer. It is a way to destruction. It is a way to breakdown, and it is not the answer. The answer is balance. There's nothing wrong in brutal hard work for a period of time, and then the relevant amount of recovery time afterwards. You know, I hold my hand up and say, not always adhered to that. And you pay the price for it. There is a price to pay for it. So remember the power of recovery and rest. Less is sometimes more. Note to editors, music at this stage. And we go into part three. I heard somebody say that the definition of a great leader is somebody who makes somebody better. The question is for you, as a player even, are you helping your teammates to be better? Are you showing leadership skills? Certainly as a coach and a manager, are you doing that for your team, your players, your athletes? One of the ways you can do that is to give them that hope and vision, helping them to see themselves as better, helping them to have the vision of what it is they can be, and being that beacon of light when it seems dark in their own world. That is what inspiring leaders do. You have to do things differently to be in that space. You have to have had experience. You have to be detached a little bit and have some more wisdom and be able to see things differently. But giving that vision is often what people need, and that self-belief. As a leader, you have to serve. How many times do we talk about this? The greatest leaders are often the greatest servants. Sometimes you have to get your hands dirty and really serve those who are in your team. You have to inspire people to overcome the chasm between them and what it is they want. Shout them from the other side. You don't carry them over, otherwise they won't grow. It's giving them the belief and the strength and the confidence of whatever it is for them to do the work, to have the belief, to have the faith, overcoming the chasm. And you have to be the one who is that supporter. You have to be the one as a leader who can stand in the middle of chaos and create a form of simplicity that means something to those you work with. They look up to you, they will look to you, they will wonder what you're thinking. And if you are embroiled in the chaos yourself, you lose your head, you will not be their leader at that point. It's that eye of the hurricane, keeping calm when all about you are losing their heads, as Rudyard Kipling said. Being that person who can see through the chaos that surrounds competition. And the last thing I'm just going to underline that I heard this week that's so simple but so great is leaders help people to be better. It's leader, manager, coach. We focus on all those kind of things. Not only helping yourself to be better, but helping others to be better. So that's leader, manager, coach for this week. Those are the lessons from Henry Nouwen. I hope you'll get something out of that that will help you on your own journey. Remember, if you like what you hear, to share, give us a review and let us know what you think. All right. Great to chat as always. Don't forget, you can download the app, get all the loads more stuff to help you on your leadership journey. And I look forward to speaking to you again. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Leader Manager Coach podcast is available via the Leader Manager Coach app. Download it now to access the rich resource of unique, insightful, and educational material to help you on your own journey in football, sport, and life. Leader Manager Coach. For the game, for life. Available now on Google Play and Apple App Store.